We've now been joined on set by Stephen Hill. Good to see you, Stephen. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling well. I'm feeling great. Ready to get out here and play this this thing we call football.
No doubt about it.
Yeah.
You were on the field today. You just got done with your massage. First things first, how's the knee feeling and where are you in your recovery?
Oh, knees feels great, 100%. John, he's done a great job this offseason.
John Malady.
I actually stayed back. I didn't actually go home. I stayed up here, and he did a great job with rehab.
How important is this offseason for you entering your second professional year?
Oh, it was very important, you know, mentally, basically, and also physically. While I was rehabbing my knee, John put me through a lot of conditioning exercises also. So it's definitely important with that.
What are some of the things you're working on now with strength coach Justice Gallick? And, of course, out there on the field with your wide receiver coach, Sanjay Law?
Basically balancing mobility, making sure my hips are well so I can get in and out of breaks faster. Even out there with conditioning also, I make sure I'm every running we do any running exercise, I make sure I'm at first in anything because, you know, basically I like a lot of competition, so I bring it off within conditioning and out on the field. So, you know, that basically trans over to the field with Sanjay, and he's seen a lot of changes.
We're taking some Twitter questions for you right now. GQ Baller writes in and asks you, are you ready to take the sophomore leap?
Oh, yeah. I was actually ready last year, you know, but, you know, you come with a lot of different things. Being a rookie, you know, you're starting to learn. And now that you've seen so much, you know, as a rookie, you know, you actually learn from those things and all the bad things that happen and all of also the good things that happen. And, you know, you just put those aside and now you're ready for this new season. And hopefully it'll be a great season.
Before we take this next question from Artie, what were some of those biggest, most poignant things you learned in your rookie season?
Oh, basically just being a pro. You know, coming in early, come in before everybody. Get your body right, get your mind right for what the day is going to bring to you because, you know, every day is definitely not going to be the same. Every game is definitely not going to be the same. So, you know, just making sure you're being a pro and coming up here and handling business.
Artie wants to know, Stephen, what are this receiving core going to do to improve as a unit this year?
Oh, basically just making sure we're all on the same page with, you know, our group and with quarterbacks. You know, we have a new system. It's kind of like night and day from last year, but, you know, we're definitely keeping ourselves inside that playbook and definitely watching things that we made mistakes on last year and trying to correct them for this year.
Everyone's asking me about Santonio Holmes. How's Tone doing, Steven?
Oh, Tone's doing great. I can't wait till he gets right back out there on the field. He's moving well. He's still out there coaching like he's been doing last year. You know, he's a great guy, and we're still looking up to him.
Do you anticipate him being ready out there once you guys are ready to start playing in the regular season week
oh,
one?
Oh, yeah. We're definitely looking forward for him to be there week one, ready to go, seeing that number 10 cross that that goal line and, you know, flying that jet across the end zone. So we're definitely ready for that.
Let's talk about route running. How is it different in this West Coast attack with Marty Morniwick?
It's pretty different. You know, there are more routes. The depths aren't the same, but they're kind of similar in a way. But you know, it's really not that hard. It's just muscle memory. You know, just getting out there running over and over again. It just comes second nature.
How excited are you when you hear that Marty talks about, hey, we're gonna take our shots down the field and we're gonna go for defense's throat. We're gonna try to get after them.
Oh, that's great. That's right up my alley. Taking shots down the field. You know, that's what I came in to do, is just take the top off the defense, down the field, 40 yards, sometimes touchdowns, you know. So we're definitely looking forward to that. I'm definitely looking forward to it. You know, me and Marty had a lot of conversations, and, and he's definitely looking forward to me stepping up.
Some people at home want to know what's going on when they hear about phase two of off-season workouts. You guys are on the field with the coaches right now, but you're just in shorts. You're not in pads or anything like that. OTAs begin next Monday, but what's been taking place out there?
Oh, basically just full speed, everything. You know, it's just without the pads, you know, without the helmets, you know, but we have to get in that game mode, making sure that we're all on the same page, because, of course, it's a different route, so the quarterback has to feel the wide receiver and how he comes out of his breaks and things like that. So, you know, we've been doing a great job. I'm loving how we starting off, and, you know, it should be exciting.
Specifically, the different routes you're talking about, what are we going to see more of this year, you think?
Oh, you're going to definitely see more downfield passes. You're definitely going to see more cross patterns, you know, but, you know, it all depends on how Coach Marty wants to call them. But you definitely see a lot more passing in with the ball in the air.
Now, the quarterback's going to have to get you the football this year, and you're going to have an open competition. The news recently, the Jets, Phil, is that David Garrard might be retiring. What are your thoughts on that, and what were your interactions with David here in camp?
Oh, man, David was a great guy. You know, I feel like, you know, he makes his own decisions. He's a grown man.
Did you sense he was struggling a little bit with his health out there?
No. I mean, you never could tell. We was actually at the Yankees game Tuesday, and, you know, we was talking and stuff, but it just never came out with anything with, you know, injuries or anything. So other than that, you know, if whatever decision he makes, I'm happy with him. I see he had just had a little daughter or a son, or but other than that, you know, he's a great guy, and whatever he does, I'm happy for him.
The Jets drafted Geno Smith in the second round this year out of West Virginia, but he's a guy you know awfully well because you played a high school All-Star game with him, right?
Yeah, that's right. All-Star game, OD Bowl out in Myrtle Beach. Yeah, it was pretty cool. We was actually connecting out there. You know, he said it's crazy that we, you know, got on the same NFL team. So, you know, we're definitely trying to make sure that we get this thing rolling, so we can at least be something in the future.
How can you help his pro transition? Because obviously he played a different position, but you went through this last year. You had to make the jump from college to the NFL.
Oh, definitely. You know, I talked to him about, you know, the whole don't get caught in the media deal. You know, just make sure you just keep your head straight. And, you know, he has definitely handled that so well. And I like the way that he takes his game serious. He really does, and you can see him in here 6 o'clock on the dot every morning. Like he's taking this, and he's being a pro, and I love the way he's taking it.
It's going to be interesting to see how reps are split up by Marty Morningweg, because there are four quarterbacks here in addition to Geno.
You're right.
There's Mark Sanchez, Greg McElroy, and Matt Sims. Let's talk about the terminology with this offense.
Yeah, terminology.
As far as the receiver's concerned, how difficult and how much of a learning curve is it for you?
Oh, it's definitely a learning curve. Terminology, you have to know one word and you have to know what everybody's doing. So, you know, it was definitely different. Last year, you know, it was kind of easier, but now you have to stay in your playbook. You have to read everything that's in that playbook, because if not, you're going to be behind.
Are you eager for OTAs to start? Because it's like the next step of the season. You're going to be done with the second phase of the off-season program and OTAs, and then there's going to be a mini camp before you know it. Right. You're going to be in Cortland.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm definitely looking forward to it. We actually had, as rookies, an off-season. So, you know, you can work on the things that you saw that you messed up in last year. And so, you know, I'm definitely looking forward to showing my skills, you know, especially to the coaches and the GM. And I love the way the GM's talking. You know, he really wants competition. And that's what we're definitely going to bring out there. I like what Crow's doing. You know, I'm actually going to go to California with him to work out. So, you know, we're definitely going to be competing out there.
I know you did a self-scout of yourself after the season. When you graded Stephen Hill in year one, what did it look like?
After I saw the things that I was doing on the field, you know, I have a lot to clean up, a whole lot to clean up. And so I'm definitely getting better at that. I'm not gonna grade myself now, you know, stepping to the next level, but you know, I'm definitely gonna look a lot better, a whole lot better from last year.
All right, without giving away too many secrets, what do you want to clean up?
Oh, basically just the basics, route running, making sure that, you know, I don't show my route a certain way, because these corners, they're very smart nowadays, and any little thing, like, they'll just pick it up just that fast. And Crow helped me out with that. And also, you know, when Revis was here, they actually helped me out with that and telling me as the year was going on how I need to clean up certain things. And also Santonio Holmes, he does the same thing, especially in the meeting room, what I need to, like, write down, how I need to see certain things. And, you know, it's definitely paid off, definitely.
And I know you're probably attacking that weight program, too, with Justice, because I know he's pretty intense.
Yeah, definitely. He, you know, he's definitely seen a difference out of me in the weight room. I take it very seriously. I'm basically working on my core to make sure everything is tight and in shape, instead of, you know, running wild, you know, like a lot of rookies do. But other than that, you know, I'm just ready for it.
And lastly, how quickly is this year gone? Because it just seemed like yesterday when you were coming in here and it was rookie minicamp.
Oh, yeah, it's going very fast. So, you know, you got to take these opportunities and make the best of them.
The New York Jets are much more than a football team comprised of players and coaches. Yes, their number one goal is to win on the field, but there are so many individuals that make this organization special. Would you like to be one of those individuals? Then become a part of our multimedia team. Apply now at monster.com/jets